Styles programming. This is the Travel World Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show. Stephen Pickford along with Willem Backus talking now about a very interesting museum I had the pleasure of visiting last month while in the metropolitan Detroit area, the Walter P. Chrysler Museum.
And Mopar Power!
Yes, Chad, hey. Chad Kennemy, our original board operator, he would have been in heaven. What a beautiful museum, very well laid out, interesting material. And joining us on the line is Museum Manager Jim Morton and Public Relations Manager Pat Joy. Welcome to Travel World.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Yeah, it's great to be here.
Now, tell us a little bit more about the Chrysler Museum. It's on the grounds of Chrysler Corporation in Auburn Hills, Oakland County.
Well, that's correct. It's about 30 minutes north of Detroit, and the museum was conceived in the early 1990s by Chrysler's top management, who sought to gather some heritage vehicles in a central location. And so it opened up October 5th in 1999, and since then we've had about 500,000 guests tour through the museum's exhibits, and they participate in programs and events that we've offered over the several years.
What I liked was that it didn't just concentrate on one era. It was the whole company, and also companies that Chrysler had acquired over the years or had merged to become today's Chrysler Corporation.
Well, that's correct. The museum's first floor, it traces the industry's first 50 years from Chrysler's perspective. And there's a vintage collection that includes such marks as our DeSoto, our Hudson's, Nash, Plymouth Rambler, and Willys Overland. So it is a broad perspective. And if you recall, gentlemen, you can't help but notice a wonderful tower that we have of some of our concept vehicles. That's one of the first things that the people see as they come into the facility.
You just walk in and they're just hanging there and you look up and, yeah, you see the vision and what did work, what didn't work, and how everything sort of molded together via engineering and focus groups to make the cars that actually hit the road.
Exactly. And there's three levels, and so on the second level, we showcase Chrysler's introduction to the Hemi and the decades of electronic age of transistors, Mopar muscle. We've got some turbine technology that's featured with our Chrysler turbine that's on display. And, of course, in the lowest level, there's Boss Chrysler's garage. And that houses some of the dream machines from the 50s to 70s, you know, the classic muscle cars from the heyday, to one-of-a-kind record-setting vehicles. So it's really nice, and there's a little nice collection of trucks and Jeep vehicles as well.
Yeah, we have 65 vehicles in the building at any one time, all antique customer concept. So you'll see a chronological order as you walk through, but you never know, things come in and out all the time, so there's always something fresh to be looking at.
Somebody who has visited maybe a year or two ago, they can come back and, hey, they'll see something new each time.
Yeah, we do try to keep things fresh, and we do that primarily with some special exhibitions that run maybe half a year or so. And right now, through the end of the year, we have a 70 years of Jeep heritage exhibit. So we're very fortunate to have one of the very first Jeep vehicles that was produced, and we've got a whole selection that is running now through the end of the year. So people who are thinking about visiting the area certainly will have something to look at from that perspective.
What I like about the museum as well is you go walk in and there are exhibits that mean something to me because there's a family connection. We had a Plymouth Valiant, and just seeing the Valiant name played up there, hey, that's like going back 45, 50 years, and you can connect with the exhibit. Some museums you go and you can't connect with the exhibits on a personal level, but here at the Chrysler Museum, you can.
Yeah, we do have that all the time. Obviously, being in the Motor City, we have a lot of individuals who come through who either their parents, grandparents worked for one of the automakers, and maybe they do as well, or even their children. So we'll have whole generations of folks coming through and reminiscing about things, and so that's a huge factor in what we offer here in our building.
Well, the 1930 Hudson Model T Coupe, was basically, you know, Hudson also made the Essex, 1928 Essex. That's all I heard about growing up, was that was my grandfather's first car. And so seeing the 1930 Hudson, which is basically 1928 Essex with maybe a few extra amenities added, that really was great to see. And of course, we always like nebulous connections here on Travel World. And we our previous piece was on the Chateau Montebello Hotel. The Hudson family, department store magnates,
right?
And they put money into developing the Hudson Motors. The Hudson family had a summer home in Montebello, Quebec. So, hey, which is now the site of the Park Omega Wildlife Reserve. So, hey, we just connected two segments on Travel World without trying, right? So.
Yeah, great segue.
Which you managed to drive to and from in your 1967 Valiant. It was 67?
Yeah, 66. Plymouth Valiant 200, and it was metallic turquoise was the color. Yes.
And while you were motoring around in that, I was motoring around in my father's beautiful dark blue 1965 Chrysler New Yorker, one of the big 440 engine in that thing, one of my favorite cars of all time.
Another, yeah, those are spectacular vehicles.
And then the memory, like we had that Plymouth Prowler when we did in West Palm Beach. So again, a Chrysler product. There's always memories with those Chrysler products.
That's where we were meals on wheels, where I did easily one of the stupidest things I've ever done in my life. Of course, it's not an inconspicuous way to travel. And we managed to drive from the coast along A1A straight back to our hotel in West Palm Beach, not realizing that we actually went through an area known locally as the Gauntlet. I'm wondering why.
Well, people were looking.
They probably, Well, they figured we were meals on wheels.
Yep.
And you have upcoming events. So if people are planning like weekend getaways to the Detroit area, they can plan those weekends around visits to the Chrysler Museum.
Absolutely. We are getting ready to put together at the end of this year our 7th annual Cars, Trees, and Traditions holiday exhibition. And what we do at that time of year is we transform the museum into a holiday splendor with 23 trees that we put all throughout the three floors. And on the top two floors, they're decorated by era and paired with the vehicle from that same era. So you'll see a 50s tree authentic ornamentation next to the 50s vehicles and so on. And then down in our garage, we have them decorated by theme. And it's very beautiful. We do get a lot of traffic during that time of year. And part of it that we've introduced a few years ago is to bring in some model trains to also display with the trees. And this year we're very excited to be working with a local, very enthusiastic train club. And those members will be coming in both on Saturdays and Sundays for a few hours each weekend leading up to the Christmas holiday, and running the trains on a massive track that they'll be installing down in our lower level. So it's a great opportunity to sort of see the cars, have a little holiday nostalgia, and have fun with the trains.
Now, sounds wonderful. Now, each of you, if you had to pick one vehicle, what is your favorite vehicle in the collection? One that you wish that you could take out on the open road and drive for yourself?
I don't know. What do you think, Jim?
Well, one I have fond memories of actually having ridden in is actually our turbine car. It was produced in the 60s. And just the fact that it could burn on multiple types of fuels, and it sounded very much like a jet engine. It was very, very, I don't know, ahead of its time in terms of look and appeal and everything. So that's one of my favorites.
I think maybe I would pick. We have a 41 Town and Country barrel back here on the second level, and it's just a massive, just really stunning vehicle that you certainly would feel very stately tooling down the road in. So I think that might be the one I would pick if I could get one out on the road.
So many cars there, and so many beautiful cars, and you know, perfect condition, just like they came off the factory floor. And it doesn't cost a lot to go. I mean, I'm looking at $8 maximum, and you have 2-for-1 discount coupons available through your website, www.wpchryslermuseum.org. Great afternoon for the family.
Absolutely. And, 2-for-1 coupons. We also have membership programs that if you're somebody who likes to to come on a regular basis. If, you know, we have a lot of people from Windsor who come on over on a real regular basis over the border, and we're not that far. So you can get a lot of free admission that way if you sign up to become a member. So lots of ways to get over here and spend the day and not spend a lot of money, which is great in this economy, that's for sure.
The Walter P. Chrysler Museum, Auburn Hills, Michigan, Oakland County, about 30 minutes north of Detroit. Great place to spend morning and afternoon with the family. Thank you, Jim. Thank you, Pat, for joining us today on Travel World.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks so much.
Take care.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.